How many know today, as a movement, as the apostolics of Centerpoint, there is no turning back. We don't put our hand to the plow and then look back to where we've been. But God is pressing us forward, and God is continuing to open new doors, and God is continuing to press us, and God is continuing to do things in our families and in our lives. How many believe that today? No turning back. That Continental Army was going to see victory, not only push the resistance away from Philadelphia, but someday completely destroy the adversary. Washington knew that he could not simply sit and wait for the enemy, the Hessian garrison, to attack the Capitol. Washington knew he needed to leave the familiarity. He knew he needed to get out of where he was at currently, and he knew that he needed to take his troops out into the cold. His next attack would be something that had to be unexpected. It had to be out of the ordinary, something unheard of in the dead of winter. And at the most inconvenient time, after several councils of war, General Washington set the dates for the crossing of the Delaware River on Christmas night, 1776. They were to cross the river and attack Trenton. When I was a kid, as I was putting this together, I couldn't help remember. My brother and I had the bright idea of swimming across the Delaware. And when we started, we didn't end up right across. We were way downstream. It wasn't something that was easy, but it was something that had to be done. And so why were Washington and his troops, the Continental Army, why would they try to cross an ice-choked Delaware River right in the middle of winter on this cold winter's night? And this is not some kind of weird joke. It wasn't just so they could get to the other side. Amen. Washington's aim was to conduct a surprise attack upon the Hessian garrison of roughly 1,400 soldiers located there and around Trenton, New Jersey. Washington hoped that a quick victory at Trenton would change the already beaten down morals in the army and encourage more men to join the ranks of the Continental Army so that it would grow during that next year. By the time most of the soldiers had reached the launching points for the boats, the drizzle had already turned into rain, and that rain was turning into freezing rain, and the storm was beginning to come in. And by 11 o'clock that evening, while the boats were crossing the river, a howling nor'easter made the miserable crossing even worse. Made it even worse. One soldier recorded that it blew a perfect hurricane as snow and sleet lashed Washington's army. The ice that was already on the river and the intense storm that was blowing in caused a three-hour delay in Washington's plans. History tells that Washington even contemplated canceling the attack. It was there the thoughts came into his mind, we can't do this, really? But there was no turning back. Amen. Timing was of the essence. Timing meant everything, and a delay might just be the reason for another loss and possible death, even his own death. But turning back again was not an option. When Washington finally got all of his troops and horses and cannons and over the Delaware River to New Jersey, they started the harsh trek some 10 miles south to Trenton. And blizzard winds and harsh conditions made the trip quite difficult. Shortly after 8 o'clock on the morning of December 26, 1776, the Continental Army started its charge on the city. Three columns marched through the thick snow, with Washington personally leading the middle charge. As a soldier pushed forward, artillery began to fire. The Hessians frantically put clothes on and grabbed their guns and came to arms. To his astonishment, Washington had maintained the element of surprise. Washington was simply able to catch the Hessians off guard, even though the Hessian army spies told them that an attack on Trenton would be possible, and it would be imminent that would happen. But they were still caught off guard. There was no way that Washington would be able to attack in the middle of such conditions. No way would he attack the day after Christmas. Why would he do such a thing? Why in the world? The Hessians had become complacent. They had become sloppy. They had become lazy. They were still feeling the effects of late night drinking and promiscuity of the Christmas the day before. It is said that some of them, literally, the generals got up because he was not a morning person. He still had no clothes from the night before. He was still in his morning clothes. And when he heard the sound of the guns beginning to fire, he was in total disarray, had no idea. The whole Battle of Trenton would have drastically been changed if the Hessian army had already been watching, if they had already been aware, if they not let down their guard. Come on, the Holy Ghost is in this today. Come on, wake up! Wake up! Don't fall asleep. God has already given Centerpoint the victory. Come on, God has already given your families the victory. God has already pushed back the resistance for us. Come on, the enemy, we've been praying for years that God would disrupt the enemy's camp, that he would disrupt the enemy's line of communication. Do we really believe, as apostolic, Holy Ghost-filled individuals, what we are praying? God has opened an effectual door, and God has opened things for us. Hallelujah. God has given us the victory. Have any of you ever been rudely awakened? Come on. Have you ever been rudely awakened? Last week, we had this work party, week and a half ago, whenever it was, 2 weeks. When was that? Last week. Down in Lewistown. I would have stayed had Pastor not said, Scott, you need to stop now. Because we're there to work. I got home, I was exhausted. I went downstairs and hid myself away from Amy and the boys. And I laid down on the couch, the sofa downstairs. And I was just about to find that precious spot. Just about to go to sleep. And I was beginning to doze away. And I believe, if I can recall, I heard little footsteps. But I think I was already past falling asleep. And next thing you know, whoom, Eli jumped on top of me. Daddy, wake up. I had to take a stiff, I felt bad because my reaction was like, no. Don't do that to Daddy. I wonder if the Holy Ghost is coming into this service today to give us a rude awakening, to realize where we are at right now, that we cannot fall asleep. God has so much for us. Jesus, help us. Hallelujah. We would turn our attention to Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, Paul is writing in response to the misguided views, the faulty views regarding Jesus' second coming. How many know that Jesus is coming back for a church? He is coming back for a pure church. He's coming back for a pure people. He's coming back for a people that have their garments on that are not spotted by the world. Jesus is coming back. And I want to comfort you with these words. Jesus himself is going to descend from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel. Jesus is going to grab the trumpet and he's going to blow it loud, and the dead shall rise first. Then we which were are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Can't you wait for that day? Are we anticipating that day when he's going to blow the trumpet and we are going to be with him forevermore? Hallelujah. The songwriter penned these words, and I'm not just trying to, I put this together. And Kyle, we tried to get Kyle to sing it last week when he did his teaching. And then Michael this morning, he said, there was a song. I had no idea he was going to do that. But the words, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. Come on, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. Hallelujah. Paul urges the church there at Thessalonica not to fall asleep. He says, don't fall asleep. You got to wake up. Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But in the times and the seasons, brethren, you don't need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, or when nations or people will now say, don't worry, we have the solution to the world's problems. We can have peace and security if we just do this, 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 and this. I don't know if you realize it, but this world, if not very soon, is going to be crying, peace. Please give us some peace. Please find us some safety. If we're not careful, we can fall into the trap of the world's cry of peace and safety. Hallelujah. With the things that are going on, it could be very close. We are very close right now for the world to cry peace and security. Look what happens afterwards. And sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape. Come on, this is going to happen. Come on, there is no way to get out of it. There is going to be a cry for peace in the world. There is going to be sudden destruction. But the church is going to rise forward. Come on, the people of God that know their God will be strong and do exploits. And we can't fall prey to the delusion of world peace. Verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Come on, we are not the ones that the thief is going to come in and steal unawares. You are not in darkness that this day should take you as a thief. For you are the children of light and the children of the day. You are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. He says, don't fall asleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet of hope of salvation. God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us. And whether we wake or sleep, we're going to someday live together with him. Hallelujah. Don't fall asleep. Don't miss out on the second coming of Jesus. Don't fall asleep as others do. Hallelujah. Paul showed that false sense of peace will provide will provide fatal, and God will catch this peace-drunken world off guard. They're so consumed with themselves, he's going to catch them off guard, just as Washington did with the Hessians. It is so vitally important that we keep sound doctrine. It is so vitally important that we eat the Word. It is so vitally important that we get this hidden in our hearts. Can't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We've got to make sure that we line up to His Word. For Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. I love you. I love this church. We are workers together. Come on. There's nothing else like Center Point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's a warning. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Come on, let us not be weary in well-doing. Pastor, I had no idea that this was in my message this morning when he opened up in prayer. Let us not be weary. Let us not become complacent. Let us not become so cold to what God is doing that we miss what He is doing. Let us not grow weary in doing what's right, for we will reap a harvest. How many believe that today? We will reap a harvest. We will reap a harvest. Come on, how many believe this today? We will reap a harvest if we don't give up, if we don't give in to the temptation of the world. We will reap a harvest. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, can you see it today? We're not just going to have a few people that are engaged in the harvest, but we are getting out the combines. We are getting out the big equipment because God is sending it our way. Come on, can you see it? Can you see the combines coming? Hallelujah. We are workers for God's kingdom, and we are busy doing His business. But we must not fall asleep. We need something to keep us awake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I'd say this with all my heart today. Don't fall asleep on the pew. Don't just come in the doors and act all holier than thou and miss out what God is really doing in our lives. I was reminded as I was putting this together. Pre-church, everybody say pre-church, I was still a jerk. Bunch of my friends, Matt Murray was here back Easter, I think 2 years ago. The guy, you know, he was here. There was a time we were all together. We'd do this every week. And we would go on these we go into town, and there'd be like, there's sometimes 8-15 of us on these skate runs, and we go into town and skate town, and then after it was done, we come back to what we called the barn. It was at Phil Wehner's house, was the barn, and we'd skate till 2 or 3, 4 in the morning. And there was a camper upstairs in the upper portion of this barn, and so we would after we got, if we weren't sleeping on the ramps or the couches that were full of dust, we would go upstairs and go to sleep in this camper. Phil's parents had this camper up there. And so Phil is at the very, you know those campers that go over the back end of a pickup truck? He was the closest to the cab of the pickup truck. So he was the furthest away from the door. Up on top, there was guys all over this thing. And so Phil is way at the top, and I'm next. I believe there was somebody next to me, and then you dropped down, and there was guys laying on the floor and everywhere in there. And the door was at the other end. And so I'm in my suitcase. my sleeping bag had these little round little ball fuzzies, little hard little fuzzies, and I started to pick them out, and I would go like this. Phil's laying next to me, and I would reach up and I would go, dunk, and I drop one on his face. And at the same time, I was scratching the screen real gently. He's like, what is that? I don't know, Phil. Go to sleep. Just go to sleep. And I would take another one, and I lift it up, and I go, twink, because it was dark. And he, man, something hit me. And nobody had no idea what I was doing. And I'm keeping Phil up. And I take another one. I find one, and I drop it on him. And he's like, there is something in here. What is in here? And I went, I don't know. Is it bees? And I'm saying this real quietly. Is it? I think there's some bees. He goes, ah, bees, bees, bees. And I don't know how he got out of his sleeping bag so fast, but he ran over every person that was in that little camper. Probably stepped on some toes, probably stepped on some noses. I have no idea. But Phil hightailed it out of that camper because he thought it was infested with bees. And I'm just up in the loft laughing and giggling. Everybody cleared the camper but Scott. If the Lord has to drop some things in our lives every so often to keep us awake and aware, we must be able to recognize the signs and the times of which we live. We must be able to be wakened by the Lord to realize that He is coming back. Hallelujah. James Allen said, circumstances don't make a man, they reveal him. We are busy. We are busy doing God's work. But just because we're busy doesn't mean that we can't just not fall asleep. Hallelujah. I'm talking spiritually. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. I don't want to fall asleep spiritually, Lord, and act like an apostolic, and act like the way that I think I should, but I want to be awakened by your presence, Lord. I want you to wake me up, Lord Jesus, Lord, and keep my heart right before you. Hallelujah. There's a man of God in the Old Testament. He became weary, and look what helped him through his weariness. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. And Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed. But when he let down his hands, oh, that we don't let down our guard. Come on, Pastor already said there's weariness in the house. But that weariness can't get us to a place where we let down our guard. And we become lazy, lackadaisical. Come on, we need to have our hands lifted. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what the hell may be going on in our lives, no matter what the situation, we must be able to lift up holy hands unto God. Moses' hands were heavy. They took a stone, put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Hallelujah. Come on, we can't do this alone. Charlie, I need you. Come on, if you're going through something, I need to be able to stand next to you and say, Charlie, I'm here with you. Oh, don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Come on, don't fall asleep, Vince. God's anointing is upon you. Don't fall asleep. Come on, we need to be the church. Don't fall asleep. Come on, just keep pressing. Just keep working. Come on, I'm here with you. Don't fall asleep, Kenneth. Don't fall asleep. Oh, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. Hallelujah. The only way they were able to defeat Amalek and the army was because they did it together. The only way we're going to see the combines coming in is if we all do it together. Hallelujah. Come on, we all got to do it together. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. Come on, we become weary when we start letting down on the spiritual things. Come on, we drop our hands and become weary when we stop praying. Come on, we drop our hands and we become weary when we stop getting our noses in the book. Come on, we get weary when we get just so consumed with the world. You'll become weary when you try to keep living with one hand on the plow while the other is desiring and flirting with your old sinful ways. Become weary. You'll become weary if you try putting on the old man, that person you once were before Jesus stepped in. Hallelujah. None of us are lone rangers. We all need each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands unto the Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Help us today, Lord. Hallelujah. Can't do it on our own. Oh, Kenny, you can't do it on your own. Chelsea, you can't do it on your own. Oh, the Holy Ghost is in this today. God, speak to us, Lord. The harvest, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad Brian and Frankie are here this morning. Hallelujah. I believe we'll be on week 7 of Bible study. Loving every and absolutely every minute of it. They're precious to us and our family. And I told them last week, you live hard for God and things will be easy. You live easy for God and things will be hard. Hallelujah. George Washington said, we must not rest. We must not hold back, but we must strike. And I'm here today. We must not rest. Come on. We must not get lackadaisical. We must not get apathy inside of us. We must not let down our guard. We must press forward and strike at the enemy's camp. Come on, we are the people of God. How many believe that today? We are called of God for such a time as this. You are called to this region for a purpose. Don't get it in your mind that you have to be everywhere else, but understand that God has put you here for a reason. We are the anointed of God for Center County. How many believe that today? Hallelujah. Come on. You have the supernatural force of God working inside of us, and you are a power in God's eyes. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. And each time we see somebody get taken down into the watery grave, we can rejoice because we know that we're infiltrating the enemy's camp. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Put on every piece of God's armor, is what he's saying, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. I know there's a break there in the chapters, but having done all to stand, when your weariness gets to you, don't back down. Don't fall asleep. Keep putting on your armory and stand. I am an apostolic. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. My prayers do make a difference, and we're going to push back the enemy's camp. We're going to push back all of the resistance. Stand. Stand your ground, having your loins girded about with truth. Having the truth on you. Having that breastplate of righteousness. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands. Take on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Holy Ghost. And watching, he says, stay awake. Don't fall asleep. Thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One translation says it this way. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all the believers everywhere. Don't stop praying for me. Look at your neighbor and say, don't stop praying for me. Don't stop praying for me. Paul ended the book. Hallelujah. Thessalonians with a plea to the believers not to fall asleep. But he had not only told them that, but he said, this is how you're going to stay awake. Verse 12. Thank you, Sergio, for already having that up. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and over you that are in the Lord, and I admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and the peace among yourselves, and be at peace among yourselves. He says, don't give in to the stupid quarreling. Don't give in to the bickering with one another. We are not fighting each other. Verse 14, now I exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Another translation says this, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. And I'm giving you a warning today. I'm not saying that you're all lazy. But we can't get to the place where we become complacent. We can't come to the place where we become lazy. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. But follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Paul was saying that we are not to pay back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each and everyone, to all people. Then he closes with this, rejoice evermore. Let's do that today. Let's all stand. Let's rejoice right now. Come on, let's rejoice right now. Hallelujah. God, you haven't let us fall asleep, Lord. God, you haven't turned us over to a reprobate mind. God, you are working miracles. God, you are performing signs and wonders. Hallelujah, we thank you today. He says, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He says, don't turn off the Holy Ghost. Come on. You want to be weary? Turn the Holy Ghost off. It says, quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. And then this is what we always seem to have so much trouble with because of the day and age in which we live. He says, abstain from all. Everybody say all. All appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify. The God of peace would cleanse us. That he would not just cleanse a portion of us, but cleanse us wholly. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Come on, God can give us the ability to stand before him blameless. If we faint not, if we don't grow weary, come on, there's a restoration in the house today. Come on, the times of refreshing is here in the presence of the Lord. Let us not get tired. Let us not be weary. Let us not miss where God is taking us. Let's continue to press forward towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep, but rather wake up and see the salvation of our God. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands unto Jesus. Hold on a second. Maybe you're here. And it's been a struggle. Maybe you're here and there's been things bogging you down. Come to the front. I'll be the first. Maybe you're here and you don't understand the pressure. God, the Word of God says that we're to cast all of our cares upon Him. He cares for us. I don't want to fall asleep. Not in the day and the hour which we live. Especially as an apostolic, Holy Ghost-filled individual. Come on, raise your hands. Times of refreshing. It doesn't come from Brother Patterson. It doesn't come just because you're here. But it says it comes from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's all pray in the Holy Ghost today.